This week on Get Hench,
we're talking to top athletes about how they remain at the top.
Hey, Sergey! Wait up! Sergey!
Carl, why are you here?
I saw you run out of the house. What are you doing?
I'm running.
Yeah, but what are you running from? The cops.
No, I'm running and listening to our podcast.
You're going to need a better alibi than that, bro. I'll get your passport, and I know a guy who can get us a car. After that, we're on our own.
No, I just want to listen to my podcast.
Don't wombat it, meerkat it.
Simples.
Good morning and welcome to Apple Turnover for April 30th, 2023. The Mets were rained out yesterday in their game against the Atlanta Braves, and so no winners, no losers for the game itself. However, there were some losers on the Mets side. David Peterson was optioned to Syracuse. Brooks Raley was placed on the injured list with elbow inflammation in his left elbow. John Curtis was recalled from Syracuse. And Adam Ottavino was reinstated off of the paternity list. So let's take these sort of in reverse order. Congratulations to Adam Ottavino. Him and his wife seemingly had a child because he's on and off the paternity list. So congratulations to the new Ottavino in the world. John Curtis had a decent start to the season, but had a couple of really rough outings within there. And so it's not surprising he's back. You know, there's a reliever churn that happens, and Raley seems to, be legitimately hurt, not a phantom IL tenure, but who knows? Maybe he just needs a couple weeks off. But the big story here is David Peterson. We've talked in the podcast ad nauseum about how Peterson is sometimes a tough pitcher to watch, that he's not the most aesthetically pleasing pitcher out there, and how he specifically has not been throwing his slider very well this season, not been using his slider very effectively. He's been throwing it okay, but not using it in the most effective ways. And when your best pitch isn't being used to its full potential, you're not going to have great results. And that is the story of David Peterson thus far with the Mets this season. Am I writing Peterson off totally? No, I'm not. Am I even writing him off totally for 2023? No, I'm not. But right now, he is not being very effective. And with Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and possibly Carlos Carrasco all due back this week, there was no room for Peterson there. The reason I'm happy about him being sent down has nothing to do with Peterson as a person or even a pitcher. What I'm happy about here is that the Mets are making a decision that is the best for the team, that doesn't necessarily take into account things like loyalty and what is deserved. And look, I know it's weird to hear someone say, like, fuck loyalty, it doesn't matter. That's not what I'm trying to say here. The Mets in the past have held on to players for far too long because of reasons that didn't have to do with performance. I'm looking at Robinson Cano last year, who had no right being on the Mets as long as he was, then was released and was released from two other teams. So it's not like the Mets gave up on Cano too early. Now, I know right now Darren Ruff is doing okay for the Giants and how that might be a little bit frustrating to Mets fans because they let Ruff go. I think that's an example of the Mets maybe cutting bait, if not too early, just on the earlier side. But more times than not, the Mets are the team that hold on to a player for too long before sending them down or releasing them. And it seems like Peterson, if he's going to have a major league career, has got to work on some stuff in AAA. So I'm just happy that they made this move, that they're giving him the chance to succeed, and they're giving the team the chance to succeed by not having to watch to have Peterson pitch every fifth day, and giving fans a chance to succeed by not having to have their eyeballs tortured by the current version of David Peterson. I always want to say David Robertson when it comes to Peterson, every single time. It takes a lot of effort to say it correctly the 80% of the time that I get it correct. But anyway, that is the news for today. It's going to be interesting to see how all this shakes out in terms of starting pitching matchups. I believe now, if I'm not mistaken, Max Scherzer, excuse me, it's late, I'm yawning. I believe Scherzer had to be pushed back a day from his start because it was not a day's suspension, it was a game's suspension. And so he is now going to start probably Tuesday instead of Monday for the Mets. So it's a little bit unclear who will be pitching Monday for the Mets. But Tyler McGill is starting tomorrow, or today, as you're listening to this, rather, against the Braves. It is still going to be Spencer Strider going for the Braves. So, yeah, we'll see what happens in that game. Thank you so much for listening. Go to homerunapplesauce.com or patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support these podcasts directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsAnNap. And until next time, let's go Mets.